from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It was too much Colin Kaepernick for the Green Bay Packers yesterday. The 49ers beat Green Bay 34-28 at Candlestick. Frank Gore scoring the go-ahead touchdown with just under 6 minutes to go. Kaepernick finishes 27 of 39 for 412 yards and three touchdowns. Anquan Boldin caught 13 balls for 208 yards and a touchdown, and Vernon Davis added six grabs for 98 yards and two scores. Packer coach Mike McCarthy said they lost the big play category in this one.
Big plays is a huge factor in winning in this league, as we all know. We were minus four going into the last drive. At the end of the second quarter, we had five big plays in the last drive, so we were plus one. We came in the locker room. We come back in after the game. I think we're minus five, not minus six. So I think it was the key statistic in the game, the big plays.
Aaron Rodgers, 21 of 37 for 333 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. He said they didn't do enough.
I mean, every loss is frustrating, whether it's by three or by 30. You know, we put a lot into this, and disappointing. We didn't play our best game on offense and got to score more points.
Also, the Packers will take on Washington this coming Sunday at Lambeau. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the division yesterday, the Bears beat the Bengals 24-21, the Lions over the Vikings 34-24. Dallas beat the New York Giants last night 36-31. Other games saw the Rams top the Cardinals. The Colts rallied to beat Oakland. Miami topped Cleveland. Seattle over Carolina. Kansas City topped Jacksonville. The Jets rallied late to beat Tampa on a late field goal. The New Orleans Saints over Atlanta. Tennessee topped Pittsburgh. And the New England Patriots rallied to beat Buffalo. A doubleheader of Monday Night Football action tonight. It's Washington and Philly in Game 1. San Diego and Houston in Game 2. College football, the Badgers, another shutout on Saturday, hammering Tennessee Tech 48-0. Gary Anderson was impressed.
Defense ran the ball. We were worried coming into this game and getting speed and space with an athletic quarterback, and they had some athletic kids. I thought we tackled well. We ate up the grass when we needed to and gave us an opportunity to swarm to the football. First play kind of set the tone with the big hit on the reception and picked up the fumble. So that was positive. I thought the defense overall was solid.
Badgers play at Arizona State this week. The Pointers won their opener, winning the Spud Bowl Saturday night 49-20 over Rockford University. Wrestling has earned its way back into the Olympics. The sport had been an iconic part of the games dating back to the ancient Olympics. It lost its status as an Olympic sport back in February, but was reinstated by the IOC on Sunday. The Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 yesterday. Yovani Gallardo pitched well, seven innings, giving up just three hits. The Brewers are off today before starting a series in St. Louis against the Cardinals tomorrow. And at the U.S. Open, Serena Williams outlasted a rally from Victoria Azarenka to win her second straight title. The top-seeded American dismissed Azarenka 7-5, 6-7, 6-1 yesterday. It's the 17th Grand Slam title for Williams and her fifth U.S. Open. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.